Hugo Winterhalter's orchestra, all set with monitor music titled Poppy. This is Monitor, your best weekend companion at home or on the road. My name's Joe Garagiola. Hey, if you think it's been a bad week for you, how do you think Wilfred Pete feels? See, old Wilfred broke into a bank in England this week, and he ended up calling the police to get him out. Pete's partner had locked him in. Get the feeling that partnership was dissolved in a hurry? Monitor music now and something new from Dean Martin, One Cup of Happiness.
Say, waiter, would you kindly stop? Take my order, please. Tonight I'm full of emptiness and old-time memories. So I need something special that'll chase the blues away and help me to forget about the dreams of yesterday. Just bring me one cup of happiness and one peace of mind. Take the biggest slice of life that you can find. I think that's all I'm gonna need to leave the blues behind. One cup of happiness and one piece of mind. Say, waiter, I just thought of something that I've never tried. I'd like to have a little bit of heaven on my side. You know, it may sound funny, but when I was passing by, the sign up in your window is the thing that caught my eye. I don't recall exactly, but I do believe it said, we guarantee to satisfy, so you go right ahead and bring me one cup of happiness and one peace of mind. I'll take the biggest slice of life that you can find. think that's all I'm gonna need to leave the blues behind. Covered happiness and one peace of mind. I think that's all I'm gonna need to leave the blues behind. One cup of happiness and one peace of mind.
Now, Monitor Sports. Well, the New York Mets, as everybody knows, were in first place, and to really be fair about it, you have to talk to one man, Casey Stengel. Casey, how are you?
Well, I'm very good, Joe. I appreciate the fact that you're calling me up. I'm glad you're calling me up at a time like this during the season, because I was in a number of pennant races, and I'm certainly enthusiastic about the New York Mets. I am a vice president. They pay me a salary, and they are going now so wonderful they don't need me to just stay here and cheer for it.
Yeah, but you gave them that start. Listen, you got one of your vice presidents when you went to the Yankees over at first base coaching for the Mets. Mr. Barron's doing pretty good.
Well, I should say he is. Well, he's an outstanding fellow. I can tell you something, too, that if he gets down near that money, if he ever gets his hand on it, sure, nobody else is going to get it in New York. You can talk about tougher good times, but nobody's going to get that money because he slips it around someplace where it gets in his wife's hand, and then nobody can get it.
And if they listen to him, he won't steer them wrong, will he, Case?
Oh, I tell you what, I tell you what, he's got an amazing record. You got the World Series he's in. Hodges has been in World Series. I've been in a number of them myself, and honestly, the truth, I think they've got that. The coaching staff is terrific. I think it's got the team in great shape. I'll tell you why. Most of them all live in Brooklyn or New York. And he's coached those men from Washington, so they know how to coach for him. They played with him, and he's really got those coaches doing an amazing job. And the way they're pulling the pitchers and picking them at the right time, there's some of these ball clubs that we thought were great hitting. They've added now all those young pitchers on that staff, and I can tell you, I've watched television, and I've watched it closely. And those pitchers that he's got now is not just Seavers, not just Cushman. It's the rest of them that have come along. And they're so good that they throw a strike and that ball jumps a little. Looks like a wind is coming in there. And it looks like they have just got the fastball. If they get it over the plate, they can't hit those pitches. And that gives all those outfielders confidence. And you can tell, whenever you can keep that Pittsburgh club from hitting, and you can keep any of those clubs that are in that league, and they're in a tough league there with Cincinnati that can bat the ball. St. Louis is doing a comeback. You can bet your life that these fellas now cut off the ball. They think they're doing right. The office thinks they're doing right. The public thinks they're doing right. And they've got New York spellbound. And I think eventually that it'll be where they have to lodge the park.
They got everybody spellbound. Casey, we look forward to seeing you at the World Series. Now, you stay in good health, and thank you for taking time out to talk to us.
Yes, sir. I'm very good at it. I wouldn't give up on them now. When you're on that losing side, the other fella's scared.
Right. Thank you, Casey.
You bet.
We've been talking to Casey Stengel on Monitor's Open Line. Next, some happy sounds from the Sunshine Company.
Count up the years to make a lifetime. You don't have long to learn the rhythm of the rain. When the time for dying comes around and you lie there looking at the ceiling, waiting for the curtain to fall, you wonder what good were all the wars you made. Why you raised your kids to be afraid of all the distances in life. Distances are small. As the candlelight grows dimmer and the sounds of life grow thinner, you know love is the only thing that matters after all. In the end, your memory's like a movie. Your mind projecting everything you've ever been. got a very pretty story that you run along to the gates of glory. No one there would dare to let you in. So what good were all the deals you made? Why'd you turn your kids away every time they came along to touch your hand? Such a busy man.
Now the flame begins to flicker. You know love was the only thing that mattered after all.
Monitor continuing, and it's now 18 minutes after the hour. Judy Collins, anyone?
It was a Chelsea morning, and the first thing that I heard was a song outside my window, and the traffic rolled the words. It came ringing up like thunder, and wrapping up like hearts and drums. Oh, she said, we'll put on the day. I woke up, it was a Chelsea morning, and the first thing that I saw was the sun through yellow curtain, and the rain on my wall, through red, green, and gold to welcome you. Crimson crystal beads to paper. Oh, won't you stay? We'll put on the day. There's a sun for every summer. Now the curtain opens on a portrait of. And the streets are paved with passers-by. Pigeons fly and papers lie, waiting to blow away. I woke up, it was a Chelsea morning. The first thing that I knew, there was milk and toast and honey, and a bowl.
School year begins, one of the major anxieties of parents has nothing to do with the lack of scholastic achievement. Parents are increasingly concerned about the growing narcotics problem among young people. Here with a sensible plan of parental action is the president of New York's Drug Addiction Council, Dr. Donald B. Luria.
If a parent suspects that his or her children might be using drugs, or has more direct knowledge that the child really is involved in the drug scene, then there is a perfectly sensible five-point program. First, don't panic. It only makes the situation worse. Second, educate yourself as extensively as possible. You cannot deal with this problem out of ignorance. Third, assess the severity of the problem. That is, make a decision whether the individual is using drugs because he has an underlying severe personality problem, whether he is deeply committed to the drug scene, or whether this is merely transient experimentation. This is extremely important. And if you as a parent cannot make the decision yourself because the situation is not clear, then it is imperative that a friend, a clergyman, a physician, or some other expert make this decision for you. Fourth, communicate with the child. And this means listen as well as talk. Communication does not merely mean that one should say, you're using drugs, that's a horrendous offense, you just must stop. What you have to do is listen without initially making judgments. You must let your child express his concerns not only about drugs, but with all sorts of problems which are plaguing him and which may contribute to the initiation of drug abuse. Fifth, follow up. That is, make the decision whether this is just experimentation, and if that's true, most likely patience, understanding, communication, and education will be perfectly satisfactory and effective. If, on the other hand, there are major personality problems, or if the young person is committed to the drug scene, then that individual needs intensive counseling or even psychiatric help. But the point I would like to stress is that if your children are using drugs, you can approach this on a rational, sensible basis without panic, and that's far and away the best way to do it. This is Donald B. Luria for Monitor.
The Bachelor's now all about Punky's problems.
Wish I was a Kellogg's cornflake, floating in my bowl, taking movies, relaxing a while, living in style.
Anita Bryant.
Orange juice on ice is nice. Orange juice on the ice. Orange juice on ice is nice. It's refreshingly cooler naturally. Drink yourself some real sunshine. Take a word of advice. Serve real Florida orange juice. Orange juice on ice. Keep a carton or bottle of pure orange juice from Florida in your refrigerator and serve it on ice for a refreshing drink anytime. Get it in the dairy case or produce section where you shop. And remember, breakfast without orange juice is like a day without sunshine. Drink yourself to some real sunshine. Take a word of advice. Serve real Florida orange juice. Orange juice on ice, so nice. Orange juice on ice.
Florida orange growers. Have you caught Manao Manao fever yet? Well, maybe you're about to. Let me explain.
Mana Mana is a nutty little song with a strange, but it's got a funny sound. And we've been using it for the past few weeks on Monitor. This weekend, we've added some personal comments from some old friends of yours. So here we go again with Mana Mana.
Mana Mana. Mana Mana. Mana Mana.
May the good fairies sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
Mana Mana. Mana Mana. Mana Mana.
I don't mind men who kiss and tell. I need all the publicity I can get.
If that's the first time you've heard it, well, you're lucky. But the title of it is Mana Mana. The Laugh-In Gang, well, was included, no extra charge for you. Monitor, yours for the listening every weekend. And in Maryland, one of our stations is WTBO, serving Cumberland and the tri-state area. A few moments now for all our stations, and we'll be right back. Joe Garagiola here.